Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget to check out the Comrades Marathon webinars. They are back as well. Just go to coachperry.com/webinar. You can register for the next one. And do join us if you are training for Comrades. Some great advice in there. Lindsay, a question in from Wendy Denston. And Wendy's saying she's struggling with an Achilles tendon problem. It's just not getting any better. She says she can't even run. It's so painful. She says she needs a training program to run a marathon in the first week of December. I don't know about you, but she shouldn't be worrying about a marathon first week in December. She should be getting that Achilles tendon sorted out, because there's going to be no running if that ruptures or just progresses and gets worse. What advice would you give her?
Yeah, so look, Achilles tendon is a real irritating injury. And sometimes they clear up really fast, as soon as we find out the trigger mechanism. But once the level of irritation in that Achilles gets to a certain point, they do take a bit of time to clear up. There's no question about it. They are annoying. So there's a whole lot of checklists that we have to go through. Yeah. What is the heel toe drop in your shoe? So the traditional heel toe drop is 12 millimeters, but most shoes nowadays are lower than that, and depending on the brand. So your Nike Pegasus is 10 mils. Most of your New Balance shoes are at 8 or 6 mils. Some of your Saucony have a full range going from 4 millimeter up to 12. I think Brooks is the same. So you need to, what is that millimeter drop? And if you really are having Achilles issues, you probably should be in a 12 mil drop. So you can put like a high density foam into the shoe to take some pressure off that Achilles, and that may make a nice difference. You can certainly strengthen your calf, your soleus, and your gastroc, which will help in the short term, though you probably first need to wait for the pain to subside in the Achilles. Very definitely can get physiotherapy treatment, and that is quite successful. I had some very interesting treatment from a gentleman in Cape Town by the name of Graham Lindenberg, where he actually stuck about 15 needles into his tendon, which made it damn near impossible to walk the next day. But within 3 days, I was running, and the injury that had been bugging me for 6 months. So there are obviously a few, I mean, not all physios, but certainly by getting into your soleus, normally the culprit, but sometimes into your gastroc, and loosening that up, get some needles in there, and doing the degree of the inflammation. So if you do have access to a sports doctor that can actually have a look on a sonar and see how much fluid is in the Achilles. But one thing I agree with Brad on completely is that there's very little sense in running a marathon in December. You're going to make it worse. And if you start to get significant thickening in that Achilles, then you're giving yourself a long, long road to recovery. So get yourself to a physio. Let's get a decent diagnosis. Check out your biomechanics. Look at your shoes. Once the pain subsides, strengthen those soleus and gastroc muscles, and then on you go.
Yeah, Lindsay, as frustrating as it is, I mean, I've been there. I've struggled with Achilles injuries for the last probably 18 months, and they finally sorted. But one thing I've learned is it doesn't get better if you run on it. And Wendy, yeah, I think it's a typical runner sort of thing where, you know what, it's sore, but we're going to take it out for a 10K run to see how it feels. It's not going to feel better. Lindsay, you always joke about that all the time, but it is so true. So Wendy, get it checked out, and hopefully you'll be back on the road soon and maybe push that marathon out a little bit later. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.